It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Friday, June 5th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. You've heard about music streaming service Spotify and how some artists have complained about royalty payments. Maybe you have dabbled with Pandora's algorithmic music recommendations or paid Google Music's all-you-can-hear monthly fee. And Jay-Z's music service Tidal, that strange launch event, seems hard to forget. Music streaming is already big business, but it's also about to get another big player. After buying Dr. Dre's Beats last year, Apple is expected to announce its own streaming service on Monday. Ahead of that announcement, Marketplace digital producer Tony Wagner has done some reporting and is here to chat. Hi, Tony.
Hey, Ben.
All right, what do we think we know about the Apple streaming service?
Well, you know, a lot of stuff has kind of leaked out ahead of the developers conference on Monday.
Sure.
And it looks pretty similar to what you're already getting from your titles, your Spotify's, $10 a month. For on-demand streaming on your phone and also, you know, on your desktop and everything.
This is not Apple's first time at the digital music rodeo, of course. They've been doing this for a while.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they didn't invent downloading MP3s, onesie, twosie, but I mean, they sure perfected it. But the way we consume music has changed a lot. I mean, with the advent of streaming, there's a song that you want to hear right now. You know, you're probably not going to go down to iTunes and plunk down 99 cents. To buy it right away, you're going to go to YouTube, or if you're, you know, a Spotify user or something like that, you're going to use that service.
I'm always going to YouTube, just like the kids do.
100%.
Will this eat into Apple's download sales on iTunes, though?
Yeah, I mean, look, I've had people tell me, you know, if a streaming service is doing its job right, you don't need to buy any music anymore. Eventually, Apple is probably going to cannibalize its own sales on iTunes, which are slipping. But Apple might not really care about that, because Apple's whole thing, I mean, if you look, in hardware and software, music downloads, tablets. Apple's really good at taking stuff from the early adopters and then bringing it to the mainstream and sort of perfecting it, as some would say. And there's another big advantage Apple has, and I don't think I could say it better than this guy I talked to, Mark Mulligan. He's a music industry and tech analyst.
You know, Apple can afford to throw endless amounts of money at this and not worry about whether it's going to cover its costs. Spotify can't do that. Spotify is doing that, but on a limited timescale. At some stage or another, it's got to make it pay.
No one knows for sure what Apple's going to announce on Monday, but looking ahead as best we can, it seems like Apple is late to the party, but intentionally so, and they have a real advantage just based on size alone.
Marketplace's digital producer, Tony Wagner. Tony, thank you very much.
Thanks, Ben.
You can read Tony's piece with much more reporting on music streaming services at marketplace.org. The USA Freedom Act is passed, signed, and set to put more oversight on U.S. agency surveillance practices, but the latest leaked documents from Edward Snowden, given to the New York Times and the organization ProPublica this week, suggest that agencies have used surveillance authority to specifically target hackers for several years. Then agencies steal data from those hackers and use that data to spy on Americans. Lawmakers are already saying this is evidence that the latest legislation doesn't go far enough to protect Americans from bulk surveillance. We'll keep you posted as things develop. You know what time it is. Tally time. This week's Silicon Tally contestant comes to drop some knowledge. Marketplace reporter Stan Alcorn. Stan, are you ready to play the game where we try and stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
I am ready.
Are you sure?
I'm not totally sure.
All right. 4.2 miles of test track
is the amount of test track that Apple has set up for its new car project.
You're close. It's the University of Michigan is opening this 4.2-mile network of testing track for driverless car technologies. The roads will mimic the traffic infrastructure of a small city. The network opens in July.
They'll have, like, dummy people crossing the street and see if the driverless cars can avoid them.
Hopefully dummy people. All right, what do you got?
11,681 DEA wiretaps.
Silk Road.
So 11,681 DEA wiretaps is the number of wiretaps last year, the year that ended in September, which is triple what it was 10 years ago.
That's a lot of taps.
It's a lot of taps.
I wonder how you would even know now if your phone was being tapped.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess if you're the kind of person who is going to see if your phone is being tapped, you should probably have one of those encrypted, like, secret phones or something like that.
Right. Or messenger pigeon. All right. 30% of servers
are just sitting unused.
Yeah. Well done.
That was a wild guess.
According to a study out this week, up to 30% of servers around the world are comatose, meaning they haven't done any meaningful computing work in over 6 months. All right, what do you got for me?
40 humans. The unit is human beings.
40 humans.
I can get more specific. How about 40 researchers?
Used to screw in a light bulb? I don't know.
That's the minimum number of researchers that Uber has poached from Carnegie Mellon for their potential driverless Uber program, I suppose. And they took, I think, a whole third of the staff of the National Robotics Engineering Center at Carnegie Mellon.
That is crazy. And also, I saw someone tweet the other day a photo of Uber the day before the company launched, and it was just two dudes sitting in like a weird dark room.
I guess to have an app, you can just be two people, but then there's a lot going on behind that app that I guess you need lots of robotics PhDs.
Stan Alcorn, Marketplace reporter. Stan, thank you.
Thanks, Ben.
We are playing Silicon Tally with you from our Twitter account today. Find our feed at Marketplace Tech. Look for the questions. Click on the numbers to test your weekly tech news knowledge. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.